USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to public health experts, the U.S. may not be experiencing a second wave of coronavirus cases because the first wave isn't over yet. But White House advisor Peter Navarro tells CNN's State of the Union they're on top of it.
We are filling the stockpile in anticipation of a possible problem in the fall. We're doing everything we can beneath the surface, working as hard as we possibly can.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is calling for investigations into the firing of the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
I'm asking the Senate Judiciary Committee to open an investigation and use its subpoena power. I'm asking the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility to investigate wrongdoing within the Justice Department. I am asking the Inspector General in the Justice Department as well.
Democrats accuse Attorney General William Barr of doing President Trump's bidding and not the country's. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A top House Democrat is again talking about impeachment, but this time it's not about President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York, says Attorney General Bill Barr deserves to be impeached, but he says it won't happen, as he says the effort would be a waste of time because the Senate is still controlled by Republicans. He spoke after Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Nadler's home state, was fired by the administration. Nadler says his committee will look at the firing. At a hearing on Wednesday, though, whether Berman will be there, Nadler told CNN,
"We have invited Berman, and I'm sure he will. I don't know about Wednesday, but I'm sure he will testify."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A stabbing spree that killed three people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Millions of Americans around the world are celebrating Father's Day. But Friday marks 110 years since it was first observed in the United States. The first but unofficial celebration was held for the first time at a YMCA in Spokane, Washington, on June 19, 1910, after a campaign by a 28-year-old resident, Sonora Smart Dodd, for the city to institute a holiday honoring fathers. She first conceived of the idea during a Mother's Day sermon earlier that year. She's known as the mother of Father's Day. Her and her five siblings were raised by a single father after their mother died in childbirth. Dodd asked the city of Spokane to recognize the event on her father's birthday, June 5th. City officials, however, moved it back to June 19th to allow pastors time to prepare the sermons. Father's Day celebrations then spread to other parts of the Pacific Northwest, with Portland, Oregon also suggesting the holiday in 1911. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation to recognize Father's Day, and then, in 1972, President Richard Nixon made it a permanent national holiday when he signed the proclamation into law. You can listen to current news updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news, all the time, at usaradio.com.